Case 40 of the Blue Cliff Record. As Grandee Riku was speaking with Master Nansen, he said, "Heaven and earth and I have the same root. Myriad things and I are one body. That is quite marvelous." Nansen pointed to a flower in the garden and said, "People today see this flower as if they were dreaming." That's case 40. So, I've spoken a little about this yesterday, and it's worthwhile coming back and going a little further with it. This isn't that marvelous, quite marvelous, is though this realization, heaven and earth and I have the same root, myriad things are one body, is an important realization. Important realization in our practice, important realization in penetrating the understanding of the Buddha Dharma, if we want to say it that way. It is still only one side. It's called the noumenal side, if we say it, in Buddhism. But even though we see it from our own, on our own at some point in penetrating practice, it's very valuable to find the master's words, the ancient's words that match us. And yet, we need to be very careful about getting stuck in this place, about making it into a shiny object. We all know what happens with shiny objects that we hold on to. It is said that when Shitao is Master Sekito Kisen, master in our lineage, it said that when he read this, he had a vast and great awakening. And Shitao is the one who composed Sandokai, merging or identity of relative and absolute. Can have different translations of that, merging of differences and sameness. So this saying is valuable, is important. It's come up in other places. Another master said, "Heaven, earth, the whole world is just oneself. Cold is cold throughout heaven and earth. Hot is hot throughout heaven and earth. When it exists, heaven and earth exists. When it doesn't exist, heaven and earth do not exist." So this is, and yet, Riku's saying it, and saying it as, in a way, holding on to it, is what Nansen is addressing when he says, people these days see this flower as though in a dream. As though in a dream. There's a comment from Engo about this where he says, this is like leading a person to the edge of a 10,000 foot cliff and giving him a push, cutting off life. He says, unless you lead them to the, in a way saying, unless they're up on the 10,000 foot cliff, if you just push them on level ground, never have any accomplishment, never cut off this life attachment. They have a nice example. If one is in a dream, even if you want to wake up, it's not so easy to wake up. But if you're called by someone else, we wake up. Oh, this heaven and earth and I are one. If we get stuck in the words when we see this, that's not accepted. It's not accepted in the Sanzen. When I worked on this with Maizumi Roshi, we separated this into two, as is traditional in the sense. The first part, the heaven and earth, is something that needs to be presented and clarified. And then the second part, nonsense, pointing to the flower and saying as if people these days see this as if in a dream. If we take that as something outside ourselves, even though we see it, but if there's any drop of separation, something outside ourselves, then we've not seen it. So Riku had a realization. As I said yesterday, he was a Dharma successor of, or let's say it differently, he was certified by Nansen. And still he made something of it. He said, isn't it wonderful? Made it into especially good. He still treats it as something separate. Still we're stuck there. Even oneness, being stuck there, we get into all sorts of trouble. So, as I mentioned, this is like climbing up on a tall pole and yet sitting there. Our practice is always clarifying this, realizing for ourselves, and yet taking a step further. Taking a step further. Because all sorts of ways we get attached and stuck. All sorts of ways we can get attached and stuck. So that's how it teaches the practice, our life, keeps on encouraging us. Don't stick here. All sorts, and in a way, when we remind ourselves with the practice principles, this is, starts off, caught in self-centered dream. There's both the self-centered and the dream. Only suffering. both the self-centered and the dream. Otherwise, even the expression heaven, earth, and I are the same root. We make that into something. One body. What's this one body? What's this root that we see? Otherwise, even one turns into something. And things are fine, and yet they trap us if we stick there. They trap us if we stick there. But only someone like Master Nansen would have the skill right there to respond. Skill right there to respond to what he's saying. So, this is an important, valuable case, koan, to see, to work with. We shouldn't miss the importance of the first part. Nevertheless, if that's not ours, if we don't see that for ourselves, but rather it's words that we've read, then it's dead words. And dead words don't help us in our day-to-day functioning, in our manifesting our life. So we could say it, heaven and earth and I are the same root, myriad things and I are one body. And we can go around saying it a lot of times. And yet, when we bump into the universe of self-centeredness in many ways, and we all know the ways, those words are useless. That's what Nansen is gently and very directly pointing out. Though I say gently, they say it's like grabbing his nose and pulling him by that. Maybe I'll see where that said. Okay. So let's look at the verse that further clarifies and helps us to appreciate this. Seeing, hearing, awareness, knowledge, these are not one and the same. Not one and the same. What does it mean, not one and the same? Not one and the same. And yet, each is the whole thing. Mountains are mountains, rivers are rivers, no interference each with the other. This is the point of step forward from the top of the pole. So, another way to say this is next expressed in the next line. The next line is, mountains or rivers are not seen in a mirror. If we see something in a mirror, therefore we're already looking at something outside. Where do we see them? This is that not separation point that Nansen is emphasizing. The frosty sky's moon sets, the night nearly half over. I mean, nothing's ever been concealed. moon is set. Because there's nothing there that to be concealed, the next line can be there. With whom will it cast a shadow cold in the clear pool? There's an expression that Yuan Wu adds to the end of this. Someone who is sad should not speak of it to another who is sad. If he speaks to a sad man, it would sadden him to death. Is that good? Is it bad? Saddening him to death? That's nonsense. Pushing him over the off where he's sticking, even though it's quite an important, valuable side. Otherwise, we think there's someone, something reflected. Think we understand something. This is always right now. Always right now. Not anywhere else. Not someone else. See, this is, in a way, this is what's referred to in what Joko's referring to, caught in self-centered dream, holding to self-centered thoughts, caught in self-centered dream, holding to self-centered thoughts. Life as it is, the only teacher, being just this moment, being just this moment. Being just this moment. Being just this moment. Yesterday, I brought up Joko's expression, this is not real. So, since I brought that up, I especially reminded us that she would bring it up or she did bring it up on the day before she died. I'll say something else about the end of her life. Towards the end of Joko's life, she would often say to those students she saw, make a point of, just in casual way, not in any special way, say, it's okay, all okay, or more specifically, you are okay. Unfortunately, many of us do not really believe this. Then we make all sorts of special places we have to go to, all sorts of special conditions that need to be in order for us to be far beyond deluded thoughts. This is nirvana. Of course, if you make nirvana into something special, then we're dead in the water, as they say. That's what, in a sense, this koan, this case, is reminding us of. That's what this case is encouraging us in our practice. That's what Nansen is encouraging us. Whatever realization, understanding we've had, don't get stuck there. See when you've stuck there. See when you've made it into something special. Because otherwise we still want to make things into a self-centered dream, a real substance, something. Something. It's unfortunately and fortunately, it's our human habit. We become complacent with what we've seen or accomplished. So, over and over, advance a step beyond the top of the pole. But it's very simple. We remind ourselves over and over, caught self-centered dream, only suffering, holding to self-centered thought. Exactly the dream. Each moment, nothing more needs to say, be said. Life as it is. But of course, we want to make life as it is into something. Being just. Okay, thank you.